never see what you see in Lincolnshire, Leicestershire, Derbyshire, Nottinghamshire. Father, we ask you that even as we get captivated with your faith will now be reflected in ours as we look upon the nation. Father, we're asking in these days for increased revelation, increased strategy, increased perception. God, show us the enemy's strategy. Show us what you're seeing in heaven. Show us what your eyes, Lord, the eyes of the Lord, roam to and fro across this nation. And God, we cry, give us an upgrade in our eyesight. Give us an upgrade in what we see. We turn our eyes to heaven. But oh God, I thank you, you turn our eyes. You show us the devil's plan. You show us what's happening. And we say, oh God, come, break through in our nation in these days. Every strategy of the enemy. Give me fresh eyesight. Oh God, I pray you open our eyes. You open our eyes to the wonders of heaven. You open our eyes to the wonders of Jesus. You captivate us and us. We know who you are. But oh God, now turn us and give us greater insight. Turn us, give us greater strategy. Turn us, give us greater vision in our land at this time, we pray. God, take away all blindness. Take away all deafness. Take away all muteness, when we haven't said what you're saying, when we haven't seen what you're seeing, when we haven't heard what you're hearing. Oh God, we're asking you for an upgrade of revelation for our nation. We're asking you that we'll be the right people in the right place at the right time, saying and doing the right thing. Because Father, we believe that you've given your mandate to the church. We believe that your kingdom belongs to our God. We believe that you have the final say in this nation. We thank you that Great Britain is a Christian nation. We thank you that its constitution declares it is a Christian nation. We thank you that the legislation declares it is a Christian nation. We thank you this nation is built upon the principles and covenant of our God. And we applaud that today. We see the very fingerprints of God in the heart of our land. And we're so grateful that God is in the nation. We thank you they cannot take you out. The very nation was founded upon you. Our education was founded upon you. Our medicine was founded upon you. Our law and order was founded upon you. Our justice system was founded upon you. And so, Father, we stand as your church in these counties and we say, we bless the Almighty God. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. There is no one like our Jehovah. You are mighty. What a mighty God we serve. What an incredible God. And we pray you show us what you're seeing. Yay! What a mighty God. What a God of breakthrough. What a God of awesome power. There's no one like you. And we know you have this land in your hands. We know this nation belongs to you. And Father, we watch every spiritual influence wanting to put its hand and choke our nation. But we thank you, it shall not prevail. We speak to every stronghold of Islam and we say this nation does not belong to you. We make a declaration in the house of God. There is no God but Jesus. Jesus Christ is the true Son of the living God. There is no way to the Father but through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we lift the name of Jesus over this land. We thank you that Jesus died for Britain. Jesus' blood was shed for this nation. We thank you for that precious, precious, precious blood of the Lamb. It avails much. Oh, we worship you, the overcoming God, the one who knows victory. No God like our God. No God like our God. No God like our God. And Father, we lift our hands up. And Lord, let it be just such a sign of intimidation to the enemy. We put the stop sign up in the spirit. And even as we lift our hands in worship and we declare he's an incredible God, we also say no, no, no in the spirit. We say we are establishing the foundations of our God. We stand and strengthen the stakes in the land. We strengthen the stakes gates of righteousness. We strengthen the states of integrity. We strengthen the states of purity. We say we thank you that our God reigns. And we touch heaven and we draw it down to earth. We say, let your kingdom come. Lincolnshire, Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. God is in the land. Hey, God is in the land. Oh, we worship, we worship. Oh, we worship you. So we thank you, God. We see your banner of victory. We thank you. We thank you. We raise it over our households. We raise it over our marriages. We raise it over our children. We raise it over our grandchildren. And we say we did not give birth to our children for the devil's plan. We gave birth to our children for the kingdom of God. And as for us and our households, they're going to serve God. We're going to see the presence of God come in. And Father, we just thank you for that. We establish that in these counties that godly households are on the increase. Godly children are arising in the land. We thank you for sons and daughters that are going to stand up carrying such a passion. Such a passion. Oh, yeah. Oh,
with natural government, then I shouldn't be surprised that natural government has no spiritual output.
We've got to give to the capital, whether we like London or not. Jesus gave his life to Jerusalem. He didn't come from Jerusalem. He was born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth, ministered out of Galilee, Capernaum. Jerusalem was not his city, but every strategic thing Jesus did, he went to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem. He wept over Jerusalem. He would not let Jerusalem get out of his grip. He said, come on, Jerusalem. You are going to have a visitation of God. And even though you don't recognize it, it's coming to you. And we need to begin to lift up our hands for our nation. We need to lift up our hands for our primary cities. And we use those four counties of Leicestershire and of Lincolnshire and of Nottingham and this year, right today, we're going to send an arrow to the heart of London, and we say, London, you're going to hear the word of the Lord. London, you're going to begin to execute righteous judgment. London, you're going to be a governmental center for the kingdom of God again. We speak to you, London, and we say, wake up, 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 wake up. London, you're going to hear the voice of God. London, you're going to begin to legislate righteous things in these days. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up, our capital! Father, in this election year and in these weeks, we are praying, wake up, London. Wake up, London, into its spiritual destiny. Father, we pray you wake up our Houses of Parliament. We pray that you would give us MPs into that place that begin to execute righteous legislation. Lord, we haven't got a clue how you can reverse the curse, but we are asking you to do something extraordinary on our behalf. Bring the extraordinary into the ordinary. Bring the supernatural into our natural. Because we need you. You see, I know that God values prayer. God values the seed of generations. I come from Oxford. Every day that I walk to the bank, I walk over Broad Street where Cranmer, Latimer and Ridley were martyrs for their faith. The blood of the martyrs lies in the ground of our land. And every time I walk over it, I thank God that he cannot neglect his word to righteous seed. I served as a missionary in Africa. There, David Livingstone wrote in his journal, hundreds have come. They're buried in the ground. I now have given an edict that each one, men, women, and children, must bring their coffins with them, for the life survival is less than 9 months for most. It's less than 9 months average, 9 weeks for many. That's our export. We have exported the seeds of the faith throughout the world. God treasures that seed. And because of that seed that's been invested over here, God will not turn his face away from their nation. But he has a covenant with those people who laid their lives down for the sake of the gospel. And that gives me hope. And that gives me courage. It's not about me, it's about the business of God. And when God says, I'm a covenant keeper and a covenant maker, I know my God is never a covenant breaker. He made a covenant to many men and women and their precious little children that went on to mission fields and died of malaria, typhoid, cholera. I've seen their grace. And their blood cries out from the land, God, you're a good God. Remember my land, remember my nation. There is the cry of generations out of Lincoln, Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, crying out for you, the next young generation. Say, come on, stand up. And there is a whole tide on you of the goodness of God that's going to push us into our destiny in these days. It's not the end. It's not the end. It's just a great challenge. So take those hands again. And I want you to hold them up. And as we just worship you, just pray for a whole new spirit of prayer and faith. Prayer of
of faith. How many, we just get weary. I get weary. Reading the newspaper can make you weary. But oh God, we are now praying for such an almighty faith anointing to come upon us to hold up one another's hands, because we don't want to let the ground slip. For the sake of a generation, we're putting seed in the ground today. We're putting seed in this ground today. We're putting holy, divine seed for the next generation. We're putting seed in for our children and our children's children. We're sowing the word of the Lord, which is seed into the land. Every generation. And we speak strength to those who are weary. So many of you, I just felt you weary praying for the nation. Weary, even in the pastoral, but God said strength. Strength will come to lay your weight on the Lord. Maybe you can sing that. Strength will come to those who wait upon the Lord. Strength will come to those who wait upon the Lord. I believe right now there's a supernatural impregnation of the strength of God to stand where it just feels like strength. Maybe we can sing that. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. And I want you to sing that prophetically to your life. I want you to sing it to the church. I want you to sing it to that God. Great strength. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Great strength is coming to you. Strength is coming to you in your workplace. Strength is coming to you in your staff. Strength is coming to your integrity. Strength is coming to your voice. The strength will come.